Hello and welcome to the Pagan Magic Audio Boo podcast. I received an email this morning and it raised a good question. And April basically wrote to me to say, could you please tell me how and why magical herbalism is different to regular herbalism? She says, I see that their medicinal properties are completely different to their magical ones. So what's the difference? Well, the way that I see it, is that we're actually spiritual beings having a physical experience. So therefore, as well as making changes in the physical world, we should also be looking at making changes on the spiritual world. So as far as herbalism is concerned, herbalism is the study of physical effects that herbs have on the body. So for example, if you had a cold, you may take echinacea to ward that off. Whereas magical herbalism deals with the vibrational world, i.e. the world of spirit. So, for example, you could make a healing potpourri from myrrh, cinnamon and saffron. And the vibrations and scents from these herbs, when combined with each other, work on the psyche and the environment to bring about the needed change. And this really is how simply magic can be applied in our lives. And I think that for many of us, we take control of our physical world. You know, we choose which clothes we want to wear. We choose our friends. We choose our jobs. But are we actually echoing these behaviours on the spiritual level? And this is where magic can come into play. Now, I want to read to you an article that was posted on the Pagan Magic Facebook page by Meg Jeffries. And I think that this really helps to clarify what I'm trying to get at. Meg has this to say. Magic is an ancient tool that is powered by the desire and drive to connect with the universe through nature and influence the surrounding environment. It is also a tool that is used to achieve one's goals and dreams. There are many different forms of magic and magical practices, but they are all connected by similar basic principles. Most basic magical theory agrees that everything is connected through the energies that bind the universe as one solitary entity. It is through the realization of this, or the path to the complete realization of this truth, that true magic power is attained. This power is something that is always there. It permeates everything and is the source of all things. When we channel or claim this power, we are simply recognizing or realizing what is already there. The true realization of this power is not simply knowing about it. It involves accepting and understanding the truth of it on a much deeper level of the psyche. There are many paths to achieving this level of realization or enlightenment. So, what are your thoughts on that? We'd love to hear from you. And how do you define magic in the simplest possible way? Our email address is podcast@paganmagic.co.uk, and we look forward to hearing from you.